That's the sound of an earthquake that hit Northern California in 2007. Tremendous pressure had built up along the San Andreas Fault, and rocks deep underground were probably breaking. Raul Baragiola, a professor of engineering physics at the University of Virginia, had heard of only one way to know such a quake was coming.
There are these reports that may be true or not, that animals actually can detect it before it happens.
He also knew that in the presence of a spark, an extra molecule could be added to oxygen, creating a gas called ozone. Animals may be especially sensitive to the stuff. Humans, for example, can smell it when lightning in a distant thunderstorm creates ozone. So was it possible that rocks breaking apart create sparks that in turn produce ozone? Baragiola decided to find out.
We're not funded to do this. So in our lab, we always leave some room for wild ideas or things that, because by the time you develop the idea and then you get asked for a grant and so forth, so it may be too late.
He directed undergraduate Dawn Hedges to begin an experiment overseen by research scientist Catherine Dukes.
She began the series of experiments by setting up a small little box where she could put a vise and rocks inside the vise and crush the rocks slowly and saw that ozone was produced.
So let's assume that ozone levels rise before earthquakes. How much notice would we actually get? Baragiola doesn't know, but he says it wouldn't take much to make a difference.
If you have even half a minute, that's enough to tell school kids to go under the bench. It can save a lot of lives.
And Dukes adds that the sudden release of ozone from the ground could warn of other disasters.
In mines or during landslides, any type of situation where you are breaking rock, you should see significant ozone output.
These findings could also help to explain the appearance of so-called earthquake lights in the sky before a major quake. Those high electrical fields could be a sign that sparks caused by breaking rocks lead to ionization of molecules in the atmosphere. The team's findings were published in a recent edition of Applied Physics Letters. And since then, Baragiola and Dukes have gotten calls from all over the world.
I don't know the effect, but the discovery itself, I think, is very significant compared to other things they've done.
It has the potential to be super
You can spend your life in academia without finding anything that you would say, wow. But this is a wow thing.
Now, the team says we could study how animals react to ozone in the air and monitor fault lines for ozone emissions. As physicists, Baragiola and his colleagues say they'd be somewhat out of their element, so they're looking for zoologists and geologists to collaborate. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.